And now for something completely different.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
All is peace and quiet in our little town. Police are all tired, their feet don't touch the ground. People watching TV, people eating their tea. They can't see like me, there's trouble coming down. There's going to be a fight, there's going to be a fight. Show up to, so are the gang from the way. Don't be speaking leather, that's showing up. I don't know which gang is the best.
See the sticks, see the stones, see the rubber cover. Some are small, some are tall, but it doesn't matter. Some will stand, some will fall, and there's some will stagger. Leader falls with his hands over his face. Someone else is standing there to take his place. And there are bodies lying all over the place. And they fight,
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 and they fight.
Peace and quiet in our little town. The police have retired, they put the trouble down. People are all sleeping, people finished peeping. They can't see me creeping, there's no one left around. Stars are shining bright, the stars are shining bright. That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the fight.
Not going to Mersey Square. Not going to Mersey Square. Not going to Mersey Square.
just exactly where you've been. Spend your time behind Topanga window. Come out from the city and the people that will fill you in. The time is going much too fast. You've got to slow it.
Once you knew for sure, now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. Ask a bird as she flies by just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows. Ask her by that what she means, she says she doesn't know. But as she flew away, she seemed to say the wind. Staggered to your room, sleep by day and plot by moon your conscious plight. Pack your dreams, you move away, decide to eat and live by day and leave the night. City sun blinks in your eyes, you shade your face and realize a lonely crowd. Then at once you feel the smile, and then the ice warm air moves by. She says the breeze provokes her sigh. The wind is the wind. Wind is my love. Who knows the wind? Who knows my love? Where blows found another spring, another joy, a human thing called lovers. You play your roles a comedy, refreshing well the tragedy you're living. Love was sure, so you say, but like the wind, love blew away. But as she left, she seemed to say, the wind is love, is the wind. Where blows the wind is my love.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken tone, we duck inside the doorway, thunder crashing. As majestic bells and phones struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing.
Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Slowly lifting, electric lights still struck like arrows, fired before the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting.
Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted with two personal tale. And for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
As we listen one last time, and we watch with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended.
Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed. You're strong.
this week's endeavor with what could be considered the Vinyl Garage incredibly obscure band of the week, the Wimple Winch. A Liverpool outfit active from the mid to late 60s, releasing only three singles for Fontana. Their third and last one being Rumble on Mersey Square South, which we heard. Meanwhile, across the pond in Los Angeles, the first LP by Spirit was released. Thanks to the advent of that new FM radio, it got substantial airplay, especially the song Fresh Garbage, but I was always fond of Topanga Windows. The second incredibly obscure band was Circus Maximus, another child of FM radio where the song Wind found much airplay in Boston and New York, releasing two LPs for Vanguard Records in 1967 and 68 respectively. The band quickly faded into history. And finally, a band you've heard of, The Byrds, from their first LP, Mr. Tambourine Man, a Bob Dylan cover. Not that that was unusual for them. The song, Chimes of Freedom.
Shake that
It's not the voices in your head, it's the Vinyl Garage.
Thank you.
Jay Ferguson and Mark Andes, upon leaving the aforementioned Spirit, formed the band JoJo Gunn and hit it big on their first self-titled endeavor with the cut Run, Run, Run. But the next band on the record was Shake That Fat, a song, if released as a single, may have been just as successful. As the refugees from Spirit formed JoJo Gunn, the displaced from the band The Crazy World of Arthur Brown found their way to the Atomic Rooster. The second LP in the UK, but the first released in the States, Death Walks Behind You, featured their best-known cut, Tomorrow Night. The Rooster is classified as a prog band, but unlike most of the genre, leaned towards hard rock. And there's no better example of hard rock than Led Zeppelin, and in particular, the song Whole Lotta Love. So how does an instrumental version complete with brass and strings hold up to the original? You tell me. You heard the band CCS, or Collective Consciousness Society's version from 1970. The band included ex-Blues Incorporated guitarist Alexis Corner. The song Walk on Water was by the next band in the dictionary, CCR, or Creedence Clearwater Revival. It was a re-recording of a single they released when they were known as the Gollywogs. It was found on their first LP from 1968. Originally, they were called Spice, but 1969 found them with a new name, one derived from a Charles Dickens character, Uriah Heep. The first LP, Very Heavy, Very Humble, emulated the Hammond organ-driven blues rock of the Vanilla Fudge and Deep Purple. Featuring the lead-off track, Gypsy, the LP was not well received. One Rolling Stone reviewer promised to commit suicide if the band made it. There's no reports on where he's buried.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We wrapped up the show, not coincidentally, with the bands that influenced the aforementioned Uriah Heep, Deep Purple and the Vanilla Fudge. From 1972's Machine Head, Purple's Lazy, a textbook example of the Hammond organ and its impact on rock and roll. If you were to describe the Vanilla Fudge's talent at covering others' material as creative, it would be an understatement. The band made a career out of interpreting other band songs. So when the Hammond-driven version of the Beatles' Ticket to Ride showed up on their first LP from 1967 as the first cut, it set the bar high, and they would not disappoint. Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life listening to the Vinyl Garage this week, where we started out a bit low-key with the Wimple Winch building to a Vanilla Fudge crescendo. Looking for more? Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show to keep in touch or to listen to show archives at your leisure. This is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Now it's time to say goodnight. Goodnight, sleep tight. Now the sun turns out his light. Goodnight, sleep.
This is an experiment.